Tēnā koutou katoa. No mai hoki mai ki mana taua here on Radio Wātea. Onoro mātoru te iarere. That was Te Mata Tini with their Waiata Hunara. A tāhuara wātū te rā Waiata. On the line with us now, we've got Hone Matthews, the Electoral Commission's Chief Māori Advisor. Now, as we most of us know, a recent law change meant that Māori could change between the Māori and general roles at any time, except in the 3 months before an election. And now we've reached that time, e hua mā. And so today I got a lot of questions about the basics. And naturally it made me think we've got to talk to our main people, to talk to them about what people need to be doing now as we're encroaching on the deadline and the closing of, well, for that opportunity to be closed to the public. So, e whā mā, we've got Hone Matthews on the line with us. Tēnā koe, Hone.
Tēnā koe, mōiawa.
Mīharo. So, this is happening. We've got 3 days left until that time is closed for people to be able to switch roles. What do people need to know?
That they do have a choice. That the choice can be to be on the general role or the Māori role. And we can make that change 3 months before the general election, which will be held on 14th of October. The cut-off date, again, is the 13th of July. So kia kaha, kia horo e huma.
Kia horo, ne, kia horo. And oh. Some people have been asking, you know, the basic questions. One was, how do you know which role you're on? How do you find that out? And how can you change it?
There was, we sent out information packs to all registered Māori voters, so people who have voted in the past, and with their information details on it. And as of yesterday, 13,450 people changed role types, 7,361 from the general role to the Māori role, 6,089 from the Māori role to the general role. There have been 1,830 new enrolments on the Māori role and 971 new enrolments on the general role. And another 20,631 people have updated their details from the information packs that we sent out to them. So that was the first part. People could have checked the roles where they were, what they were on, and if they wanted to change, make the change.
Anna, and it's really good to see and hear those stats. And for you, actually, I was having a laugh about this because, you know, we hear, for me personally, I hear the tax ads, hey, you need to get your tax, the ability to do this is from this date and that date. And I'm assuming a lot of people are like me and wait till those last 2 days to actually get on top of it. And so do you think we're going to be seeing that a little bit more in the next couple of days?
I think so. I think there's also a complacency amongst our people because now we can change any time. So there is not that urgency that in the past would have, you know, we used to have a 4 month period every 5 years, so everyone rushed in. Now we can change our roles right up till the 13th of July, and then straight after the election we can change our roles again. So I think that's created a bit of not so much tension that we used to have in the past.
Yeah, that brings up a really good point, eh? And that's actually, I didn't think about that until you said it. When actually, that sounds about right. The people who've been asking me the questions are the ones who probably thought, oh yeah, I've got enough time and got enough time after the election to do this. Just for those who are still asking the question, what are the benefits of switching over to the Māori role? What does that mean? And also, what does that mean if you stick to the general role?
Okay. Well, for starters, that's a personal choice that we don't want to be influencing. Eh?
Absolutely.
But, you know, if you are on the general role, then you will vote for a candidate in the general electorate that you live in. And if you are on the Māori role, you will vote for the candidate in that Māori electorate to be your voice in Parliament. It also has tie-ins with the local body elections that will follow. If you're on the Māori role, then you'll be voting on the Māori ward. If you're on the general role, you'll be voting for a candidate on the general board for your local body as well.
Absolutely. And I think again, one of the big reasons why we wanted to have you on was, yes, to cover the basics, because I am seeing a lot of people ask the questions that, like you mentioned before, probably wouldn't have asked if we had to do this in a smaller period of time. But because now there's been a lot more time, people might be just waking up to it now. But from the stats and from what the numbers look like, it's cool to hear that people are making a move whichever way they go.
Yeah, it seems to be that way. Actually, it's pretty close to what last year was. The only difference is there seems to be a bit more of a move towards the Māori role. It's a bit different from the last MEO.
Ka pai. Well, thank you so much, Hone, for having a kōrero with us here on Manatawa. Really appreciate it, and looking forward to having a kōrero with you maybe in the next couple of weeks, just to see how it all panned out.
Lovely. Tēnā koe, mui awa.
Pō Māori. Ka pai, that was Hone Matthews, the Electoral Commission's Chief Māori Advisor, giving us a quick rundown on just some basic information that people need to know about the elections. The shut-off time is the 13th of July, as he mentioned in our interview, but also after elections, people have time to do that again until the next, before the 3 months of elections. So that's neat, but of course, he didn't say people can be complacent, but that also, like if you're like me, if you've got a lot more time to hang out your washing because you think it's going to be sunny for the next 3 months, why you won't hang out your washing? I don't know. That was a terrible example. Nevertheless, that's why we have our experts on online with on the air with us so they can talk about it. Ka pai e hua mā. Coming up next is our English news. And